I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by The Wine Gallery.
Why would you pick your own wine when you could have it picked by a wine expert?
Ugh, really? Visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Koala.
Koala mattresses aren't too soft or too firm, they're just right.
Goldilocks. Visit koala.com and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole of Cher's Twitter feed.
I am one of your hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
I am the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Thank you for joining us. It's a very exciting episode. It's all classics.
That's right. We're doing a classic. We're turning back the clock.
We're turning it back.
Turn back time.
Straight to the hits. The all-time hits. As always, follow us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And tell all of your friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little listening party, if that's a thing that people do. Yeah. I don't know. I'm old.
Well, if it's not, make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, just start it.
Start
the trend.
Start it now.
Be the master of your own ship.
It's a classic! So I'm going to wind the clock back now, Justin.
Yes.
And I'm going to wind it back to the 26th of August, 2014.
Ah, what a time.
Wasn't it great?
4 years ago, it was an even year.
Things were simpler back then.
They were, yes.
Not as many things were on fire.
The iPhone 10 hadn't come out. Literally a simpler phone.
Yep. There's a bunch of discoveries.
Tilda
I'm sure.
Swinton hadn't done her latest film yet. That was simpler in that way.
This is how I measure time, based on Tilda Swinton movies.
Yes.
So back in 2014, Cher has tweeted at 11:18 a.m. Stanley Tucci is a brat.
Yeah. Now
thrown down.
That on its own seems like a gauntlet throw.
Yeah. It seems like she's met him at an award show.
Yeah.
And she's just
had a little, you know, oh, crappy yeah. exchange.
Or like she
he sat, took the last bread roll.
Well, I was going to say she sat next to Stanley Tucci at a table and it was just a 50-50 drop of just chicken or beef, and she wanted the chicken and he got the chicken, and she was like, do you mind if we swap? And he was like, no.
I do mind.
I mind. Back off. Go and eat your beef.
Get
in the
your
corner.
Own chicken. Go kill a chicken if you want one so bad.
But I've got mine, and it's right. And then just
I'm
ate it with
Stanley
glee.
Tucci. Chomp, chomp, chomp. So that's our theory.
That's
going
what
into
I think
this.
Happened.
Now let's talk about what really happened. So
yeah.
We actually, you know, we're not the only ones that were a little confused by this. We have Will DC at V for Vegetable, which I just. Love.
Like we've said it before, I am literally planning an entire episode on handles.
Handles.
Yep.
Absolutely. But he replies to Cher, you watch your fucking mouth. So we've obviously got a Stanley Tucci fan. in the audience.
Yeah, I love how quickly Will DC has jumped to Stanley Tucci's defense.
Oh, right in front of the bullet.
You would, how dare you talk smack about Mr. Tucci.
The great Stanley Tucci. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Stanley Tucci.
He's wonderful.
But I don't think he deserved this kind of... Because Will doesn't even understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Will has no idea.
He's gone off half-cocked.
Yeah. Did he think about why Cher might be saying this? Did he imagine the same chicken scenario we imagined? Because in that, he
you
comes
your
out
fucking mouth.
Kind
you
of a bastard.
You know Stanley Tucci is allergic to beef.
How dare you?
How fucking dare you?
You shut your fucking mouth,
yeah,
Cher.
And he's real aggressive about it.
Yeah.
So we did do some research.
Yes.
And what this actually is about, Stanley Tucci and Cher were in Burlesque together.
Correct.
So they're actually, they have a history. They're friends.
Yeah.
And Stanley Tucci did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. This is back when the Ice Bucket Challenge was going on.
Back in 2014.
Back in the great era of 2014.
Pre-Tilda Swinton's new film.
Pre-Tilda Swinton's latest. The age of ice waste. The year we didn't care about the ice.
Global whatting?
Global, huh? Throw this ice on some people. So Tucci did the ice bucket challenge. And in the video that he did at the very end, he says, I would like to nominate Heston Blumenthal, Colin Firth, and my dear friend Cher. So even in his video, calls her a dear friend.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is not malicious. Like, they know each other. But he's just thrown her under the bus to have to do this challenge.
Or how about this?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like Cher.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
he...
dear friend Cher.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to nominate Cher to pour ice water all over herself.
Yeah.
It's for charity. She has to say yes.
Burlesque that, you bitch. Stanley Tucci's
I'm leaving
pissed.
Every room saying burlesque that, you bitch.
Yeah, I don't think it was malicious, but it is definitely more fun if it is. I don't actually know if she did it. I don't know and I don't care. I have no way to find out. So we've got another response from JB, who has stars in his name, at Jillybird42.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Cool name, JB. Jillybird. Old JB Jillybird.
No, my name's David Smythe, but my friends call me Jillybird.
It's because I... got a bird.
And I named him Jilly.
And I named him Jilly Jab. But Jilly Jab Bird 42 was too long.
So it's
so
just
shortened it to Jilly Bird. And then I put it on a jersey. So JB has responded, dude, yes, ghost emoji. You're going to get major hashtag fripples, though. Snowflake emoji, dress warm. Hashtag ALS ice bucket challenge. So fripples...
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I want to talk about.
Fripples.
If there's one thing I know about Jilly Bird, it's that he doesn't like too many words.
He doesn't likes like to real names for things.
He likes to mush. He likes to portmanteau words wherever possible.
Yes.
Frozen nipples are too I'll just call them fripples.
Trademark. My fripples are here.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like an expensive sweet that
yes,
you order.
I want to. I expect a waiter to come over and be like, "Your fripples, sir."
These fripples are imported from Istanbul.
Would you be having any more fripples tonight, or just straight to dessert?
Shall I clear the plate, or are you going to finish your fripples, sir?
Second order of fripples. Very good, sir.
We got another order of fripples up in here!
Why is he all of a sudden Boston super bogan?
I don't know.
Where did his... like, he's super proper and then turns around, screams at the kitchen. We need more fripples! All right, so he's getting more fripples. What Jilly Bird has done is he's spawned this really fun... Twitter conversation between a few people.
Yeah.
The bulk of it is between him and a girl named Maureen at Baxter Swigs. And she replies and says to Jilly Bird and Cher, up north in Ontario, we call them THOs.
Or THOs?
THOs. But it's all caps. I don't know. What is a THO? What does it stand for? No, I got nothing. Jilly Bird has responded to Maureen saying, yep, we called them that in Maine too, or glass cutters. Glass cutters, I understand.
Glass cutters I get, but tho or tho, I do not know what that means. What do you mean, Jilly Bird?
Maureen, what are you talking about? Because then she's replied, tune in Tokyo.
Is she saying in Tokyo
they're called
tune or tune?
Or is she asking Tokyo to tune into this conversation?
Tune in, Tokyo. Get in on this.
We're talking about fripples.
Weigh in.
I know you wanna. Weigh in.
We need the Tokyo opinion.
This discourse is now open.
Maureen just always wants... And now let's go live to Tokyo. Let's hear what they have to say.
And it's always just radio silence. Just
no answer. All right. Thanks again, Tokyo. We'll try again next time.
Yes, the connection seems to have been lost, Tokyo.
Ah, we lost Tokyo again. So the next tweet we're going to talk about is a retweet from July 14th, 2012, the year we had survived an apocalypse, as you may remember.
Now, this is, for those of you paying attention, 2 years before another one of Tilda Swinton's movies was released.
So, two Tilda Swinton films ago, this tweet came out.
Minimum.
Minimum. At the very least.
I feel like this is, like,
very different times.
Yeah.
So, Cher has retweeted Salar Pureza. At SalarPoureza.
You did your best with that, Justin, and that's what I adore about
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Salar Pureza.
Yeah.
Whatever. So he's said to Cher, I'm sure you are losing many fans by these stupid tweets. Many lost respect for you. Stop talking shit, you stupid cow.
Ooh, okay. Wow.
All right.
Unprovoked attack.
Out of nowhere.
This is totally different to the whole Stanley Tucci fiasco.
Yes. This is unwarranted.
Yeah.
This is rabid dog just coming at you for no reason other than they're rabid. They don't need a reason.
Yeah.
The reason is they've been infected with a virus.
with a
and
virus.
And they're going insane.
Yeah. I'm rabid.
I'm rabid. Here I'm rabid go. Salar.
Yeah. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. It's Twitter time. Bang, bang.
What am I going to do now? Attack someone on Twitter.
Oh, Share's yeah. Up. Share. She tweets a lot. I'm going to look
I
at
don't
her.
I like it.
Anyone that's lippy, I don't like him.
Too much chatter. So Cher has retweeted and said, sayonara butt face. So simple. Bye butt face.
Sayonara butt face.
But it's just, it's one of those insults you call someone when you're like 5 and you feel like you've just really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Let's break it down into each word. Sayonara. No one says that.
No.
So that's already great. A great way of saying, see you later, or like, get out of here, whatever. And then, butt face.
Butt face.
Butt face.
Cher is, at this point, in her 60s, and she swears a lot on Twitter. She's very vocal. She's very opinionated. I love that this is the insult that she went with.
It's so great.
It's not even dickhead or like anything. It's beautiful.
But we looked at Salar.
We did.
And he's an interesting fellow because he has zero tweets. He has tweeted no times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all replies.
It's all replies. And there's not a ton. He's followed by 2 people and he follows 16 people. And I'd also like to point out that 3 of the people he follows are Ellen, Taylor Swift, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
That, I feel, is his dream party.
Yeah.
You can have anyone at the table, dead or alive. Who do you choose? Simple. Ellen, Taylor Swift, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't even need to resurrect anyone for this.
Yeah.
I've already got them all.
And absolutely not Cher.
Definitely not Cher. She's not, uninvited.
In fact, I'm going to Twitter right now, and I'm going to voice my disgust at Cher. Do you even have a Twitter account? I do now.
I'll make one.
I'll make one this. Specifically.
Yep. And while I'm there, I'm going to follow Ellen, Taylor, and Leo.
You've reminded me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't actually know what they're up to. I need to find out right now. So, Salar, go fuck yourself. You butt face.
Justin, you know how I'm not an expert on pretty much everything?
Yeah, especially wine.
I don't have taste buds anymore.
It's disturbing.
Which is why I don't even choose wines anymore.
Well, you don't have to, Andy, because at the Wine Gallery, they have wines picked by a 3-time winner of the Australian Sommelier of the Year.
Well, why am I trying to choose it then?
I don't know. This it's is ridiculous.
It's stupid.
There's literally a professional, a sommelier for you. I assume you don't know what a sommelier is. It's
no.
A wine professional.
Well, that's, see, I'm not even trained, I'm not even a professional at that.
Exactly.
Well, that's it. I'm going to the Wine Gallery and I'm going to just get wines from them.
Yeah. And right now, if you go to thewinegallery.com.au, you get $25 off your first box when you use the code share and retweet at the checkout. It's so simple. Why would you try to do it on your own?
I don't know. I don't know why I try to do anything by myself anymore.
Well, stop doing it. Stop it.
Consider it stopped.
Let's go have a drink.
Yeah. Justin, if there's one thing that I know about you, it's that you are quite particular with
things. I'm prissy. Yeah.
I wasn't going to use that word, but it was the first word that came to mind.
Yeah, I'm a real
stickler. You're a real princess in the pea.
Look, I'm a Goldilocks girl, all right?
Yeah.
I want things just right. I'm very particular.
Oh, I'm aware.
That's just how it is.
Well, here's the thing, Justin.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a koala mattress?
I haven't, but I've heard of them.
Oh, look, they are absolutely amazing. They're not too firm, because I know you don't like real firm mattresses.
No.
They're not too soft, because I know you don't like mattresses that eat people. They are bang on in the middle. They are absolutely perfect. They are Goldilocks just right.
Yeah, and they just kind of adapt to you.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
That's what I'm going to get you.
That's what
I'm going to get you. And if you visit koala.com, you can get $150 off purchases over $1,000 if you use the code share and retweet at the checkout.
Well, why are we here then?
I don't know. Let me take you on a journey, Justin.
Please do.
2 years into the future from that tweet, but four years in the past from me.
So one Tilda Swinton movie ago.
Yeah. I'd say Chronicles of Narnia. A Chronicles of Narnia film shoot away from...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Previous one.
Great.
So it's the 29th of April, 2014.
Yep.
And Cher has tweeted, hashtag Twizzlers suck. And then all in capitals, tastes like rubber/plastic/petroleum sludge/clown shoes. Hashtag red vines, black licorice, heaven, angel emoji, hashtag NYC, hashtag Tahiti. And then a string of emojis that include lipstick, ghost, cake, donut, music box, and the globe that sees into the present and past and future.
Oh, there it is. So let's jump back to what I think we all want to talk about, clown shoes.
Yeah.
It's Twizzlers taste like clown shoes. It's so specific. It's so vividly specific.
I love this list because it's like one of these things just doesn't belong. Clown shoes. Rubber, plastic, petroleum, sludge, clown shoes. What memory does Cher have of eating clown shoes and going, oh, you know what? These taste exactly like Twizzlers.
Or she's eaten them and she's like, you know, I can't put my finger on this taste, but I'm glad I've tasted this because I'm going to need it later at some point.
I'm
going to need to refer back to this.
I trust my instincts that I'm going to need this memory.
I know I'm going to need this taste in my memory.
Clown shoes.
Clown shoes. Petroleum sludge, cool. I mean, I get where that comes from. And then clown shoes is just out of nowhere.
The tenuous link that I'm drawing is like rubber, red, and sweat?
Maybe, yeah. Sweaty. I mean, surely clown feet are very sweaty. They're running around, being chased by bulls a lot.
Trying to get into tiny cars.
Into a car. Like in Dumbo, they're falling out of a burning building a lot.
Looking at it now,
it's hard work.
It is
hard
a hectic lifestyle.
Well, they need durable shoes. They need shoes that are going to last.
That'll stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be buying new shoes every time you got to jump out of a building or get in your car.
No, that's a daily routine. I mean, imagine you just had to buy a new mouth every time you talked.
These poor clowns.
And you know, now they've got Cher coming after them.
And
insulting
an unwarranted attack. And they're probably thinking, we're just out here doing our job. And Cher's comparing us to Sludge and Twizzlers. This has been a really rough day, Mick.
Yeah, you know, Roger, sometimes I just don't want to wake up in the morning.
I feel the same way. It's tough.
Because it's comments like this that put our job down in the gutter.
I didn't think I was going to be dragged on Twitter today by a pop megastar, and yet... Oh, this is just
one more thing I have to deal with.
This is going to make that commute with the 12 of us in the mini minor so much more uncomfortable now.
Yeah, well,
no one ever thinks of the clowns. No one ever thinks of the clowns.
Let's talk about the responses here. Because Pierre Menard, at Pierre Menard, thank you, Pierre. That was easy. It was easy and simple.
If we could all have a little look-see at Pierre Menard.
Everyone look at what Pierre has done.
His name is his Twitter handle. Are there any numbers, Justin?
No, there's not. There's not one single number.
It's just his name.
Oh, it's so easy. Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you for all the gifts that you've given us.
This happy moment brought to you by Pierre.
And clowns.
And clowns.
They're crying on the inside.
So Pierre has responded to Cher and said, "Hey, Cher." That's it. Hey, Cher.
Pierre, I had such high hopes for you.
You started out so strong, Pierre. But then it gets even better because Regular Gem, that's the name.
Yep.
At Chop Logic.
Fine. If we must, fine.
One step forward, two steps back, Andy.
Yeah.
So Regular Gem has chimed in, replying to Pierre and Cher and said, "Hey, Cher, Pierre." So he's just jumped on this boat.
We're all saying hi?
Oh, we're all saying hi. I'm going to get in on this.
This is a meeting now. Oh, hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, Cher.
Hey.
Yeah. Thanks,
Pierre,
for,
Cher.
Thanks for having us.
Jem.
Yeah. Mitch. Roger. It's nice to see you all here.
Have all the clowns arrived? Are we all here?
Is this pasta bake for anyone?
So then Pierre has responded to Regular Jem and Cher and said, "Yo." And this is where the thread ends. This is the full extent of the exchange.
Guys, now that we're all here, we can log off Twitter. And I want to start the first item of the day.
No other business.
No, there's no other business?
No other business.
Well, I'm just going to take some of this pasta bake.
Stop talking about it. Let's get out of here. Yeah. I have nothing else to say.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Roger, you okay? You look terrible.
You look depressed, Roger. Hey, Cher, Pierre. Yo, no follow-up from anyone involved.
Yeah. They've all ghosted each other.
It's so sad.
Now I know how a clown feels.
So then we've also got Christina Yang, which that is the name of the Grey's Anatomy doctor, isn't it?
Is it?
Christina Yang.
Played by Sandra Oh.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Christina Yang. At MB Gaga Addict, and she's replied saying... Cher, literally, what the fuck did that tweet even say?
Welcome to our world, Christina Yang.
Welcome to the birth of our show.
We're 200 episodes in and I still have no fucking idea.
We focused a lot on clown shoes, but there's some other crazy in here. So she goes, you know, after Cher has put down Twizzlers, she goes Red Vines, Black Licorice, Heaven, and then NYC Tahiti.
They're just a couple of things on my mind.
Why?
Why?
What does that even mean?
You've come to the wrong room, Justin.
Oh, you're right. I don't know why I'm asking that question, shouting into a void.
What does this mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a list of things that she likes. Black licorice. She likes heaven. She likes angel emojis. She loves New York City.
She loves cake. We know she likes cake and
shoes. She loves ghost emojis. And she donut. Loves lipstick. She loves donuts. She loves music. She loves boxes. And she loves to be able to see the past and future. So that's what it means, Christina Yang.
Yeah. That's what it means.
It's just, here are my favorite things.
I've made my point. Now I'm going to tell you what I like.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. But my favorite response here is from Nicole Brandy.
Nicole Brandy at Nicole_B_Ryan. She has replied, I so agree. They are gross. It's all about the M&Ms, right? Kiss emoji.
No one mentioned M&Ms.
No one said anything about M&Ms.
And I think Cher made it very clear that she likes red vines. Not M&Ms.
If you're going to mention anything, mention donuts. There's an
mention
emoji.
Mention something that's in the emoji.
Lipstick, shoes, ghosts, cake, donuts, music,
future
box.
Ball. Any of those things would be appropriate.
Future ball. It's all about the future balls. Am I right?
Future ball. Future ball. There's so much coming up. Okay, so the last tweet we're going to talk about is a doozy.
Oh, yeah. So if you haven't already strapped yourself into your seat, do so now.
Buckle it down. Put an airbag wherever you're sitting.
Yeah, get ready.
Because you're going to need it. So this originates as a tweet from Marissa at LadyLiberty01. This is from January 24th, 2015. And Marissa says, now you're upset. What of conservatives targeted by IRS? Why don't you chant #FairShare, #FreeCommunityCollege, #Amnesty? And she's included pictures of two tweets from Cher. One that says, Carol Hinders owned a restaurant for 37 years. One day IRS took all of her money without charging her with a crime. It's called civil asset forfeiture.
What?
And then there's another tweet from Cher that says, IRS doesn't have to give you any reason, and they can take your money and buy things they want. My friend Anderson Cooper on CNN called them out, and the cowards. So
Cher came enraged. She arrived furious.
Yeah, juggernaut. And Marissa's kind of calling her out, I guess, that what about conservatives that were targeted by the IRS, I think.
Yeah.
So this has spawned a little reply chain.
Yeah.
Why don't we go through that?
So tomorrow, perhaps, looks like someone has a future ball, has replied.
I think the handle's important here. At Texan loves Trump. So I think we already know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Has replied to LadyLiberty01 and NVR2 conservative. If the person was a conservative, Cher would be glad the IRS took everything. Cher sucks.
Cher sucks. Wow.
Here's where tomorrow perhaps has not only misspoke, but also treaded incorrectly. He's tagged Cher in it.
Yeah. And Cher has replied.
All in capitals. They already take 50% of my everything. And they do suck. Wouldn't mind as much if the fucking government worked and right wing was banished.
Ooh, you kicked the nest. Oh, you kicked the nest. But
don't
then
anger an already angered Cher.
No, she's already got a bee in her bonnet. And you've just come after her personally. It was a personal attack about her. And of course, she's going to set you straight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got your facts wrong.
Yep.
But tomorrow, perhaps, being the idiot that they are, has decided to reply back and said, Cher really needs to shut the fuck up with her stupid old ass. Another liberal without a clue. Okay. So really good comeback. No facts. Just
none.
Stupid old ass.
Just another yell into the void. But Sasha Livingston at SLivingston7.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha. Has replied, easy, buddy. I'm pretty sure Cher has paid more into this shit than you will ever dream of.
And that is absolutely true.
Yes.
Tomorrow, perhaps, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Unconvinced, though, tomorrow, perhaps, wants to continue kicking the hornet's nest.
Oh, he'd love to, wouldn't he?
What?
He'll deal with this
tomorrow, perhaps.
Maybe.
So he's replied to Sasha and Cher and said, doubt it. Liberals always find a way not to pay. I'm sorry. Who thinks that a party line gets you out of paying taxes?
I wish it did.
And if you think anyone is looking to get out of paying taxes, it is ultra rich right-wing conservatives.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That is almost their reason for existence. It's what it kind of
certainly
turns into.
At the moment, yes.
So, no. I'm sorry, but no.
No.
You're wrong.
You're wrong tomorrow, perhaps. Sasha agrees with us. Then you need to question the strength of our government if you think people like Cher don't pay.
Yeah, idiot. And Cher, the beautiful goddess that she is,
Still riled up,
and has replied to all of this.
Yep.
At Sasha and said, I don't pay taxes. And then a string of laugh cry emojis. Surely you jest. Uncle Sam has his hands so deep in my pockets, he could paint my toenails.
What a dream.
It's great. It's just a massive shutdown. Because I'm sorry, but if you think that Cher does not pay taxes, you are an idiot.
Oh, my God. What I do like about this thread is that from here on out, it takes a dramatic turn. Because Deborah Goguen...
Sure.
At Deborah Goguen...
Keeping it simple.
Has replied, heart emoji, wave emoji, ghost emoji, hi Cher, wave emoji, yep, just hi, you could hi back, I wouldn't mind it really. And then another hi emoji, some love heart emojis, and like 200
pray hands. And some chickies at the end.
And you know what? The great giver has responded
by
sending a kiss. And then Deborah just said, love heart emoji, thank you Cher.
And then it goes on, and Deb hashtag share crew, another Deb, replies and says, congratulations on your tweet, Deb. And then Debbie, another Deb,
yep,
has replied. It's all a Debbie chain.
All the Debbies are
all
here.
All the Debbies have arrived.
All the
Debbies. Clown car of Debs has arrived, and they are piling out.
There's 20 of them in a mini minor.
So Debbie, another Debbie, yep, has replied and said, yes, I have been trying for a tweet from Cher for almost a year, and LMFAO, so happy for you.
I mean, that feels like it's tinged with jealousy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, no, good for you. This is like your third tweet. Oh, you've just signed up to Twitter and you got a tweet from Cher already. Oh, that's
all you had to do was just like, please say hi back. And she did. I've been trying for a fucking year over here.
Yeah, what am
no,
I?
It's fine.
What am I? A chopped fucking liver, Deb? No, it's fine.
What am I?
No, it's fine. Yeah. I'm happy on the outside.
Yeah, I'm super happy. Crying on the inside. Like a clown. Send in the clowns.
Oh,
but
my
Deborah,
stars.
Oblivious of this, has replied and said, yeah.
Thank you. Run into the sunset, Deborah, you pure, beautiful child.
But Jealous Debbie, let's call her, has come back and said...
Gel Deb
has come back and said, tell me how you do it, LOL. I've been a fan for over 40 years as well. Guess I should be hashtag old share crew.
Oh, this is so...
She is so sad.
This is so passive aggressive.
So tell me how you did it.
How did you do it? Because I'm over here tweeting relentlessly. I've been a fan for 40 years. What are you, 12, 13 years old?
Do you even know what taxes are? Do you pay taxes yet? All right, so that's all the time we have.
Yes, thank you for taking a trip back down memory lane via our future ball.
Rolling down through the future ball.
Yeah, we're sorry to all of the clowns and the Deborahs out there who were really just going through a rough time in 2014.
Yeah, super, super hard time. As always, follow us on the socials, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And like and review us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Google and Spotify and Gijimo, wherever you do it. Once again, I've been one of your hosts, Andy Ballack.
I've been the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
We'll see you back in the future.
Good night.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.